There was a wrenching series of stories at an FDA hearing today. An advisory committee was meeting to evaluate the risk of suicide among adults who take antidepressants called SSRIs. Some furious witnesses showed up to tell the committee that their loved ones were driven to suicide by the pills. Others told how the antidepressants saved their lives. NPR's Joanne Silberner spent the day at the hearing in Silver Spring, Maryland. She's with us now. Joanne, first, why was this meeting called?
Well, the meeting was called because a couple of years ago, some data had been collected showing that children and adolescents on these drugs tend to think about suicide more. It wasn't enough to say they committed suicide more often. Those data aren't available, but they did think about it more. And the question was, is that true also of adults? So the FDA asked an advisory committee to help them work through this and figure out whether they should add a warning to the label saying this may make adults think of suicide.
Can you tell us about some of the testimony you heard? I understand it wasn't just experts, but people who either had first-hand experience or had loved ones that had a first-hand experience with these drugs.
Right. I mean, there was the testimony from the experts, and it was looking over data, and it was numbers, and it's what you usually hear at an FDA meeting. But then came the public part of it, and different members of the public came up and talked, and some of the stories were just wrenching. There was a woman named Suzanne Gonzalez who lost her husband to suicide. Let's listen to that tape now.
You've ruined my life, my daughter's life, my son's life. How in the hell do I tell a kid that his father committed suicide? Dare him. The bullet, it was a .357, could have ricocheted and did something to this boy. Worse yet, my husband could have killed us. There are so many stories out there. I read about this stuff every damn day and cannot believe that you people sit on this and do nothing. You made everybody a wreck. These people have to come here before Christmas. They've got kids, they got families. Ho, ho, ho to you. I don't know.
Joanne, obviously, a very emotional testimony today from that hearing. Was that par for the course? Was that the kind of thing you heard all day?
Well, it was a mixture. There were a lot of people like that, and each story more tragic than the next, and obviously nothing more awful than, you know, especially with the parents to the children where a child had committed suicide. There were also people, though, who felt that the drugs had saved their lives, and, you know, they were there, and they were testifying, so it was a little less emotional, but it was still moving. We can listen to Diane Dorlester now.
Every day, when it was at its worst, I would wake up with a gut-wrenching pain, emotional pain, that is similar to what any of us would feel if we just got devastating news of maybe a loved one who's passed on. My doctor wanted me to switch to a different antidepressant because he said some things work better with certain people. I was reluctant again to do so because despite how horrible I felt and how much I was at that time thinking of suicide and at times sitting in my car, in my garage, turning the engine off and on, I was afraid to switch. Eventually I did so, and about 3 weeks later, I got my life back.
Joanne, I'm interested in the advisory committee and how they handled this. Did you hear it all from them? And I'm wondering in particular if they interacted at all with Suzanne Gonzalez, the woman who we heard really unleash her anger at this committee.
Well, there was a lot of personal invective, and no, they didn't respond to that. They weren't the people who had initially approved the drug, and I think that they're all there trying to give the FDA the best advice they can about what to do next. But they listened very carefully to the data. And teasing this stuff apart is really difficult because depression can cause suicide. So, you know, was it in some cases where it was the depression causing the suicide because the drug had failed rather than because the drug had caused them to commit suicide? Or was it something else? I mean, there may be some people who have horrible effects from these drugs, but what do you do about that when they help other people?
After listening to all this testimony, what does the committee plan to do now?
Well, the committee is asking the FDA to extend it. It's got a black box, what's called a black box warning label now, on the drug, saying that they can make kids think more about suicide and that kids should be carefully watched. And the data suggests that kids actually extends up to the age of 25. The data also suggests from 25 to 65 or 64 that it might actually decrease thoughts about suicide. It's what the drug is supposed to do, after all, alleviate depression. And over 65, it may even be helpful. So the data are clearer there. So they're trying to figure out, you know, what to tell the FDA about how to word the labeling black box, make it reflective that the drugs are good, but have to be used very carefully.
That was NPR's Joanne Soberner. Joanne, thank you very much.
Thank you.